Welcome to the Sisterhood Tea Party, where we get together weekly to discuss all the tea about life, relationships, pop culture, and generally anything you'd chat about with your best friend over a cup of tea or beverage of choice.
We're your hosts, Stephanie and Jessica, and we've been spilling the tea to each other for more than a decade, and now we're ready to invite the rest of you to the tea party.
Hello!
Hey!
Welcome to the mid-season finale!
Mid-season finale.
We're doing it. We did it. We'll have more later, but we are taking a little mid-season break after this one.
Yeah, that was on the fly. I like that.
It's like our new jingle, perhaps. I don't know.
We can clip it. Anytime we have a mid-season finale, we'll just play this.
And we are talking today about creating routine, because we can't leave the people hanging. We have to, like, you know, make sure everyone leaves us for a short little break in a wellness journey way, I suppose.
Exactly.
Also on the fly. Didn't hit as well that.
It's fine. But yes, we are going to talk about why it's essential to have one. We're going to talk about our current routines, both Jess and I, and then we're going to close it with, let's see, different ideas for morning and night. If you're like, I have no idea where to even begin. And then we'll talk more about what else you can do if you don't know where else to begin.
Easy and then enough. We'll do our podcast games. Yes. And talk about our icks. And then we'll leave to go do our own night routines.
Absolutely. You know, I feel like my night routine is like, we've got it down. We've got that down.
Yes. Okay, before we do that, though, let's talk about what's top of mind. So, Stephanie, what is top of mind for you right now?
Well, right now, I just realized that I am 10 classes away from my 500th class taught at Cycle Bar.
Oh my gosh, taught, not taken, taught.
Yeah, taught, 500 class.
Wow.
Yeah. That does not include like classes that I've like taken over the last few years. So yeah, taught classes, 500. Based on my calculations, it should be sometime between mid-June or after I get back from my Denver trip. It'll be like first week of July that I'll hit it. So yeah.
Congrats, that's amazing. I hope you do like a celebratory post.
Oh, I definitely will. I definitely will. I think we also have like balloons sitting around in the studio somewhere. So I'll like get a whole cute little aesthetic post and talk about, get a little sappy and talk about my journey, because I've been teaching now for 4.5 years, which is like wild to think about. And I'm also one of those that like, I'm not full-time fitness like some other instructors like within this industry are. And so 500 might seem like slow to others, but to me, I'm like, I'm thankful that I was even able to do that, you know, given with COVID and different changes and switching studios and all of that, like I'm still able to make this accomplishment. So very, very excited.
I'm so proud of you. Congrats. That's amazing.
Thanks, friend. Thank you. Thank you. What about you?
Speaking of working out, top of mind for me, I am doing the 75 medium, which I think I talked about on a previous episode. By the time this episode airs, I will have been a couple weeks in, but right now I'm 4 days in, and you know, working out every single day is hard. You know, I was working out like 2 to 3 times a week before, but like I would do it like on the weekends and, you know, like it wasn't like a consistent routine. And now I'm like trying to be very strict about it. And it's a long day when you do that. It's like you get home and you're just like, cool, I have like an hour to eat, shower, and get into bed, because I go to bed very early. And yeah, I've not been going to bed very early this week because of it. And so I'm just adapting to that. I'm excited about it still. I'm doing really good on my water. This is my 5th water bottle of the day.
Ooh.
The food is good too. I'm doing good on the healthy eating and all of that stuff and all my reading and everything. It's just like the long days is really hard right now. And so I think I'm adapting and I'm just like, I can't wait till it's like a true routine for me and not as new as it feels right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And you'll discover as the days go on, and you're building up that habit, it'll feel a little bit easier. And you're going through these adjustments right now, but I'm proud of you. So keep it going, girl. I'm excited to see your journey. Thanks. I do love a good little challenge like that. So I'm excited to see where you're at day 75.
Thanks.
And we'll have to celebrate
on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, if people look up, I will post on my Instagram like what days I'm on and stuff so people can keep up. Or if people want to join in, they can join in. I have like some other friends that are joining in as well because I'm doing it with my sister, but I have a couple other friends off Instagram who reached out and they're like, I'm going to do it. And I'm like, yeah, let's hold each other accountable and cheer each other on. So.
And it's okay for people to join late in a sense, right? Like you're already 4 days in, but like, if someone's like, hey, like I saw you're doing this, go right ahead.
Yeah. Let's do it.
And
hold
you
each
have,
other accountable.
Yes. And you have something on your Instagram you posted that was like a little like carousel of like the different criteria,
yes.
I guess, for 75 medium, correct?
Yes. I posted it on there. Yeah. It's just a post on my like main feed. So you can see it. And exactly like the criteria for it that we did, but like, you can also like adapt it for like what makes sense for you, but sticking with the core stuff and then, yeah, it's good.
And making it flexible. And I think that's the whole major point of 75 medium is like life happens and like flex it the way that makes the most sense for you. So yay, I'm excited for you.
I will keep you posted. Well, let's
Perfect.
Get into the real tea then, which is creating routines.
Yes.
And like, I love a good routine.
I do too. I just need to be better about it. I'm going to be completely transparent. Like my routine, I think, is better in the evenings for the most part than it is in the mornings. And I don't know why. But this episode's also, I'm going to be sharing my experience, but also learning at the same time, which is kind of fun. So.
Well, and routines always adapt too. Like whatever
it's
you
true.
Have now. Like you said, life happens and then you have to change your routine because you can't do the same thing that you were doing before. Cause yeah, it's always adapting for sure. And I also feel like for me, I'm usually actually really good about my routines, but there are some weeks where like, there's just so much going on that like, I don't have time for the morning part. So that's the one I would cut more than my night one. But, but I love it because it makes me feel like a good start to the day and a good end to the day. Like
I agree.
The full circle.
Yeah, I agree. It really does. Like morning ones do set the tone and night helps to separate the day from the evening. And so you can fully unwind and it helps like in reducing stress, which I've noticed a big deal, like big difference when I am like staying on routine that I'm like, okay, my stress levels have decreased a little bit. And I can tell when I haven't done a routine, whether I've like, I'm traveling and like gets thrown off a little bit with like different activities, or I'm like not in my normal like element, then I can tell that like my stress levels are a little bit different. But for the most part, it helps in reducing stress, also increasing productivity. I notice in the mornings when I do stick to my routine and then get straight to work, I'm like grinding it out. I'm like, let's go. Like I've set my timers. I have music going that like helps like flow. Like it's great. And then of course, like just overall wellness. So your physical, mental, emotional health really does increase with a solid routine.
100%. Like the stress one is so big for me. Like if I don't do my routine, I just like, I'm like completely thrown off. I can like feel my anxiety is higher. I can feel my stress levels higher. It's so helpful for that. So what is your morning routine then?
Yeah. So for the most part during the weekdays, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. And I'm at the gym by 5:30 because that's when the class starts. So I'm at the gym 5:30 and oddly enough, I'm awake. Like I'm there. And it's, again, I love working out at 5:30 now because of the people that I'm around that early, because they also bring the energy and we just motivate each other, because there are some days where it's harder than others where it's like, yo, we definitely could have stayed at home. We definitely could have hit snooze. We definitely could have done a late cancel and pay that $10 fee. Like it happens. But if I'm on routine, gym at 5:30 and then I'm home between 6:45 and 7, then I'll shower and like do skincare, whatever. And then usually if I'm home on time, I'm usually done with everything by 7:30. So between 7:30 and 8:30 is like my free hour, which I'm not going to lie, these days, because my stress has been a little bit higher and I've had a lot of things happen and come up that it's not being used wisely. Like, I'm not going to lie, I've gone back to bed at 7:30 and just laid there. Cause I'm just like, I need to like rest.
Sometimes
but
you need
on
that.
Yeah. Sometimes you need that. And again, it's all about that adaptability. Like sometimes you just have to listen to your body. And if your body doesn't want to work at 7:30, your body just wants to rest, and that's fine. But on days where I'm like on it, then I will just make breakfast. I will sit and like do some catch up work with anything that I need to do for like cycle bar or other things that I have going on, and then start work around 8:30 and then, you know, work throughout the day.
Okay. So yeah. I feel like the instant reaction from people who are not morning people are going to be like, oh, 5:30 a.m. But so like, I would love to know, have you always been a morning person? And like, any thoughts on like, how did you get to a place where you are awake that early?
Yeah. So to answer the first question, no. And it's so interesting because I never used to be an early morning workout person. That took like years of discipline of just waking up early. And I think that helped with like the jobs that I had in the past when I was in school, and I knew that I had to get up early anyway. So I just kind of like kept that going. And then how to basically motivate yourself to get up early. I'm not going to lie. Mine is just like, I just did it. One day I was like, all right, I'm going to start going at 5:30. I'm going to set my alarm early and like set it in a place where like I couldn't reach my phone and get up. And I just did it every day for weeks until it just became a habit. So now if I don't wake up at 4:30 during the week to go work out and I skip a workout, or if I'm resting, my body, I know that like I'm off, and I wake up at like 7:38 and I'm like, okay, now I feel thrown off for the day because I'm missing an entire 3 hours of my day now. Cause I woke up at 7:30 instead of 4:30. And it's funny also too, because working out at 5:30 is very different than me teaching at 5:30 a.m. like at cycle bar, which I'm doing that tomorrow actually. So when this airs, I would have already taught the class by then, but waking up to go teach a class is very different because I have to be on. I have to be like fully present, and like I'm motivating others because it's early. But when I'm just going to work out as just me and I'm essentially just the member versus the instructor, it's very different. As a member, I'm like, I could be checked out. I'm here. I've showed up, didn't I? That's it.
Yeah, a little more zombie mode, but you can't be zombie mode instructor.
Yeah, cannot be zombie mode instructor, but I can be zombie mode like regular member at my gym until I'm like actually awake. So
okay, yes. But then what's your night routine then?
Yes. So at night, so it depends on the day because most of my classes are in the evening. So if I'm not teaching in the evenings, I wrap up work and I get like little notifications on my computer now because I have it set up that way to wrap up at 5. So it'll ping me at like 4:58 being like, are you ready to wind down for the day? And I will like literally sit at my computer and go through the mindfulness wind down to like reset and calm myself down. Then I'll push away, close the laptop, and then like just sit for a second and just like rest. And then I'll either like leave the home, whatever. Then I'll shower, eat dinner, do skincare, and just kind of like chill out. Now, if I'm teaching in the evenings, it's a little different because I will not get home until about, so I'll leave like around like 5. Let's just use 5 o'clock. I'll leave it right at 5 o'clock on the road. I get there, I teach, come back between 7 and 8, depending on the time that I teach. And then I hit the shower, I eat dinner. And then I'm like doom scrolling on the phone, catching up, like just like dissociating essentially. Or I'm watching a show. So if like it happens to be on a day that like a show has come out, I'll watch the show. Or if I know that I have things that I need to get done for the next day, then I'll work on those. And then I'll drink some tea. Tea is like part of my routine. No matter what I'm doing, I'm always drinking tea every night. So I'll make some tea and that helps me relax a little bit. And then I'll double check that my alarms are still set for 4:30 the next morning, and then I'll go to bed. So
wait, what is your tea flavor of choice? What's your like go-to?
Gosh, right. It's very random right now. Anything that is obviously caffeine free. But I do really like the Sleepy Time tea. So that's usually what I'll, so that one, I'll just get my electric kettle going and then have it ready to go, pour it up, and you know, it's tea time.
It's tea time at the sisterhood tea party.
Exactly. So that's my vibe. That's usually the routine. Again, I'm pretty consistent with my evening one versus the morning one. The morning ones, I mean, it depends on how I'm feeling. But nightly routines, I'm always making sure that it's skincare, tea, and like a fully winding down before going to bed. So what's your routine?
Okay, so I'm very much a routine person. I do have OCD, so it makes sense that I would. So I don't make up quite as early as you, but I am an early bird. So I get up usually between 5 and 5:30 a.m. If I have a lot of anxiety about like work or something going on that day, sometimes my body naturally will wake up earlier than that, but I try to wait until 5:30 to wake up. And then mornings are like my me time because nobody else is awake. And so it is like my time to just be with myself. And I'm obsessed because, you know, in the evening, I'm like, you know, I may have a plan for what I'm going to do. But then if my husband's like, hey, do you want to watch this? I'm going to be like, yeah, okay, sounds good. So like, this is my time to do the thing that I want to do. So it differs by the day. But like a lot of times I read. So like on the 75 Medium Challenge, you're supposed to read 10 pages a day. So I've been doing that in the mornings. Sometimes I'll post TikToks during that time, or like I'll post the podcast during that time when I'm doing those kinds of things. So I do that usually until like about between 6 and 6:30. So like 30 minutes to an hour of that. And then I get up and I cook my breakfast, and I literally go to bed at night excited about breakfast. Like breakfast is my favorite meal of the day. So I'm like, oh, I need to make my breakfast. So make my little breakfast burrito at home.
Hold on. And I was about to ask you, like, what is like your go-to breakfast right now?
So I make a breakfast burrito. It's a tortilla, eggs with pepper on it, like scrambled eggs, some cheese. And I do chicken sausage that has like Gouda in it, and it's really good. And so that's my breakfast. And then I literally dream about it. And then I get ready, and then that's when I start work. And my biggest thing that I try to do, because obviously I do all the side hustles we talked about, and I work a full-time job, I try to first prioritize the side hustle in some way, like even if it's a little bit, before I start work, because I'm like, I'm never gonna like not get the work done, you know? And so, but it's easy to put off the thing that you're like doing for future you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I need to, even if it's only 20 minutes of it, if I'm like filming a quick TikTok, or like if I'm doing an outfit video, or I'm gonna write a quick blog post, but not post it yet. Like I try to do something for that before I like start my actual work essentially.
Yeah, I love it. And it seems very organized to me, because I can tell that you're on routine, because I do check TikTok and I see that you post it, and it's a post every day. And I'm like, okay, she's like, it's clockwork for you, which I can appreciate, because I feel like you have your routine down to like a science.
Yeah, I try to, and some days I'm more inspired than others. So some mornings I have more time, you know, in the morning, some day mornings. So I'll like batch record a bunch of stuff, you know, and then the next days I just have to worry about like posting it, and I don't like do as much, you know, so I try to get ahead a little bit, but I am very routine oriented. So like I stick to my routine, and I hate days when like my day job is overly stressful, but I don't have time to do that. Yeah. Oh, that makes me like want to book PTO immediately if that ever happens. Like, I really hate that. Like, literally, I'm like, no. Yeah. So I'm very strict about it. And then my night routine. Okay, so when I think of night routine, I feel like I don't think about all the stuff that like you kind of talked about. Like, I don't think about like from when the evening starts. I think about it from like when I get upstairs to my bedroom, because my evenings differ. Like, I'm hanging out with my husband, or like now my sister lives with me. So like, we may be hanging out, we might be working out. I do also drink tea every single night. I like to have my tea and like a little sweet. So like one Ghirardelli's dark chocolate, you know, like something like that. I love that. But my routine truly starts when I go upstairs, and I recently switched up the vibe in my bedroom to like add to my night routine a little bit. So I'm kind of excited to talk about it.
Yeah.
I bought like 20 something like battery operated candles bedroom.
Where
and
are
I put,
they
like, shelves up like I put shelves up that I put them on, and then like I have some on my nightstand. Uh-huh. And they're like the pillar, like the tall pillar candles, you know. And
you turn all of these on?
No, you can, they have 24-hour timers on them that you can set, I have a link. I will share a link. And so you, like, the first day you set, and I'm like, okay, at 8 p.m. I want these all to turn on. And so I go upstairs and they're already on in my bedroom.
Oh my gosh. It's giving
so extra.
But it's giving bougie at the same time, because you walk upstairs and it's just like candlelit vibes. It's time to go to bed.
Literally. And then I have a lamp that has like, I eventually want to get one of those sunset lamps, but mine right now is like a yellowish orange tinge. So I don't use the overhead light anymore. I use that. And so I keep the vibe. And then I bought a record player to go in my bedroom, and I put on a record player, which has been a lot of Taylor Swift lately, but I try to only buy records that are like slow, vibey, like wind down kind of music. So I'm listening to like a lot of Florence and the Machine now too, or like Mac Miller vibes like that. I put my record player on, and then I start my evening routine, which I usually like floss and brush my teeth first, because I've not always been a floss girly. I know some people will like cringe at this, but I did not grow up in a household that flossed. And so I've gotten better over the years. So I always do that first, because if I don't do it first, then I'm not going to do it. So I do it first. Sure. And I've been really, really good about it for like a year now. And then I do my skincare routine, which is so critical. Some nights I shower, some nights I'll shower in the morning. It just depends on like when I worked out that day and stuff. And then I get off my phone. I like set it to the side, like no phone scrolling, unless I'm using a meditation app. So like once I've done like my whole skincare routine and I like snuggle into bed, that's when I meditate or read again. It kind of depends on the night, depends on my mood. If I'm like very high anxiety, then I'm like, I have to meditate. And then I go to bed, and it's, and then the best part, I don't have to turn off all the candles. They will turn off at like midnight for me. Oh, it's brilliant.
Wow. Wow. I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. I'm blown away at the candles, the fact that they're timed, and yeah, your routine, like I said, both of your routines are down to like a T essentially. How did you get to this point? Like, was it a lot of trial and error of like figuring out what worked and like environment thing? Like how did you get here?
Yeah. So I think the morning one, like I've always been a morning person. Like even when I was in college, like if I had like a deadline for a class that morning, I was not going to get it done the night before. I was going to wake up super early and do it in the morning, because I'm just more productive in the morning. And so that's why like morning has always kind of been a thing. But for night, it's honestly been like, I don't know. We can check on Instagram. When did I post about it? Like, I feel like I've only had the record player like a couple months. And that's when I went and bought all the candles and was like, you know what? I just want my bedroom to be my space. And I haven't, like, I'm not big on decorating in general. And so I'm like, I need something. And that's when I was like, I kind of want it to feel like a spa, because I love doing my skincare at night already and I meditate at night. So why don't I like go all in on that? And so that's how it's kind of evolved over the last, I would say, like, maybe like 3 months to the bougie-ness that it is now.
No, it's so bougie and I'm here for it.
But it makes you excited to go to bed.
It does.
You know? I'm like, do I want to stay downstairs and keep watching Netflix, or do I want to go up to my like miniature, like my
like
own
your sanctuary
spa?
Essentially. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, that's, you should be excited for a routine. Like that should make you excited to go to bed, or excited to like get your day started if you have a really great solid morning routine. So if you're inspired, friends, like take note, because these
take
are some
note.
Great. Yeah, take note. But we do have other ideas.
Yes.
If these are like, let me try something else, or if you are trying to rework your like routine, we have a few ideas. So just number one, I feel like is probably one of the more important things, is waking up at the same time if possible. I feel like will help set the tone for your day, will help set like a really solid schedule for you if you can get up at the same time every day. Now, again, your schedules are different. Life happens if you can't. But as an example, with me working out during the weekdays, there's no reason why I can't continue to get up 4:30 every single morning. So that works for
me.
Things will change for y'all as well, but I think that's a really good starting point.
And also with that, like try to avoid the snooze button. Like I always set 2 alarms, but that's my max. And sometimes I'll get up on the first one, but that is my max. No
Absolutely.
More than that. Cause I feel like you're not getting anything out of that. You're just making yourself more tired.
Absolutely. I'm also guilty of sometimes I'll hit the snooze, but if I do that, it's a one and done. Like you hit it once. Mm-hmm. And then if you're not up, like you need to get up at this point. And what can help with that is if you set your alarm, depending on what kind of alarm you've used, if you use your phone alarm or a different type of alarm, if you use your phone, I would put your phone in like a different part of your room where you could still hear your alarm when it goes off, but you have to physically get out of bed to turn it off. And at that point you're up, might as well start moving.
Finish that.
I was going to say, when I was first getting on that routine, I did that. I would put it by my light switch in my room. So I'd have to get up and then just flip the lights on immediately at that point. And then I'm like, all right, well now I'm awake. So might as well. Yeah.
Might as well. I would say with that too, I recommend, because again, you want to be excited about your routine. Go through, I don't know if you, I just recently, like maybe in the last like year, realized this, like go through and pick an alarm sound that makes you feel good. Like I used to have like the basic like Apple one that just like is the automatic one. And then I accidentally changed it one time and it was like this like peaceful flutter. And I was like, oh, this is kind of nice to wake up to. So yes. Now I have to like have my peaceful flutter. I don't even know what it's called, but it's like take the time to pick a sound. I don't know. Do you pick a sound? I didn't. Yes. I never even thought to do that.
No. And I was about to say with the alarm. So there's two different features on Apple. So they have like the wake up alarm, which is the one that gradually wakes you up. So you set the alarm, but the sounds are softer. So it like gradually gets louder as it goes off. And then there's the regular ones that like you just set the regular alarm and it just is loud. So I try to do the gradual one because it's not as aggressive for me and I can like wake up softer in a sense, but yes. Still wake up and it doesn't. And I notice that I don't snooze as much. And I feel like too, again, we've already talked about this earlier, but like doing some self-care, skincare specifically really helps. Like a nice little face wash in the morning, like does wake your body up a little bit. Also drinking 100%. Water when you wake up is key. That I started doing recently, which I forgot to mention. Like I have, I keep, you know, my water bottle by my nightstand. And so when I wake up, I'm like chugging water, probably like anywhere between 8 and 12 ounces and just like getting some water because you get dehydrated at night. So that
I have this whole 22 ounces. I drink an entire one before I eat breakfast.
Yep.
It
goes a long way. It really does. And then outside of that too, just like prioritizing important tasks through the day, like in the morning, if you know, you have a few things that you have going on, like I would sit down and write out maybe like your top three tasks, important things that you need to get done that day. And prioritize those before you dive in. Because what I noticed that if I don't plan out, then I'm very much scatterbrained. And I'm like, well, I have this and that, and I have to do this. And I get overwhelmed. And it's just, at that point, I'm not productive.
Exactly. And there's research behind this. Like it's called decision fatigue, right? Like if you're trying to hold all of these things of like, which task do I do first without like, it, like you get paralyzed of like, I don't know. I'm not going to do any of it. And then you're like behind and then that stacks up every single day. So like, if you actually say like, these are my intentions, these are the things I'm for sure going to do today, then you just check them off and you know when you're going to do them, then you just check them off and you don't have to think throughout the day, which one should I do first? What do I need to do today? Like it's already decided for you.
Yes, exactly. It's so key.
And like, try something, you know, and if it doesn't work, try something else, give yourself a chance on it. Like, I think the biggest thing is just like setting yourself up for success for the day.
Absolutely. It'll go a long way. And again, trial and error, see what works for you. And for any of these routines, see what works for you. Cause everybody's lives are a little bit different. We have different things going on, different priorities, but you have to put in the effort to like actually be intentional about your routine and making sure that it does work for you and it's sustainable.
Exactly. And then on the nighttime side too, like very, very similar, but like, instead of it being set yourself up for the day, it's like, help yourself wind down and your body get into that relaxed state to help you sleep better, to de-stress, to like, just let go of anything that happened throughout the day.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm like taking that advice as I'm like, all right, I'm going to go and shower, skincare, and just go straight to bed. So I'm like, I need that. So I'm taking our advice as well.
And drink the tea. I love the tea as well. The sleepy time tea
Absolutely.
is so good.
It really is. Like, even if you're not a tea drinker, just find maybe something that like helps relax you. I know that for a while the Sleepy Girl mocktail was trending with like the tart cherry juice and the magnesium. Again, I would consult like healthcare physician, doctor, make sure you can take all of that, but it was trending and people were falling asleep. So just drink something, either tea. No,
Was
it
working.
was working for them, I guess. But again, you want to make sure it works for you. So like, just do your research, all of that. And then having your necessities by your bedside. I mean, I feel like that's like a no-brainer, having your water, your whole setup, everything like that. Jess, you want to add more to that?
No, I think that's huge, right? Because then like I have like you know, I do my skincare like in my bathroom and all that, but then like next to my bedside, I actually posted about this recently. I have a lavender mist attached to my bouginess that I spray on my
Oh,
bed. That's
yeah.
also a new thing I added. I have my lip mask that I put on right before I go to sleep. I have lotion that I can put on like right as I'm getting to bed, because especially if I, when I put lotion on my feet, like I hate, like I can't walk after that, you know? So that's the last thing I do before my feet go under the covers. So like that's by my bed, and you know, my books are stacked there. And oh, and one thing I forgot to mention I also have is I have a star projector light next to my bed. So when I turn my other light
Ooh.
on, that goes on and the stars are on my ceiling. So that's
This is
another little
really
thing.
bougie in the best way. Star projector?
Yes.
Send me the link.
I'll send you a link.
Yeah, just drop the links for all of these.
So all those things. Oh, and like I talked about this earlier too, but I'll like do the thing you hate the most first. Like for me, it's like flossing. So like do that first so it's out of the way, and then I can like enjoy the rest of my vibe. Because if you wait to do it last, then you're like all relaxed and you get lazy and you're like, I don't want to do it. So do that first too. That's a tip.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that because I also am not a fan of flossing either, but you got to do it. So I
You
do all of
gotta
that
do it.
first and then I end with skincare because I always feel so much better and moisturized and everything, and then straight to bed.
Great to bed, which I feel like we're slowly getting towards the end of the episode where we get
Oh,
to do
yes.
that.
Oh, yes. I'm looking at the time like, oh, it's almost there.
If you don't know where to start, ask AI.
I mean, seriously, like AI is there. I mean, AI in this case, you're using it for good. So you can literally put into the chat feature, like ask it to give you ideas on how to start a morning or a night routine. Or what I discovered is if you ask it to build out a new routine for you, a productive routine, it will maybe ask you a series of questions that you can answer. And AI will spit it back out and say, okay, based on what you've told me, this is, just a generic routine that you could start with. And then of course, like, do what makes the most
Alter
sense
it.
for you, alter it, yes. But AI is a good start.
100%. I mean, it's the new Google. I'm here
At
for
this
it.
point. At this point, yeah. And then also you can find content creators. I'm gonna throw Jess in there because she has a great routine. But find content creators who are sharing their tips and ideas for routines, maybe sharing like their day in a life and like what they're doing. And you can get inspiration from there. And again, a day, like take what makes sense and leave behind what doesn't. So,
Doing this podcast has inspired me. I'm going to make a video, a reel or TikTok about my night routine so you guys can see the candle vibes and
yes.
you guys can see. So I will make that soon.
That's basically why I put it in there, so you would do it. So I was like,
Forcing it.
maybe she'll share more.
Yes. Okay, let's go now. I think we covered a lot here. There's
Think
always
so too.
more, but use the AI or comment ideas on our stuff and we will talk more about it. But let's switch over to a podcast game.
Yes, it's time for What's the Ick?
What's the ick? I love this one.
So y'all know the drill. We are talking about our icks, the things that are like annoying us right now, things that we're just like, what on earth is happening? I'm gonna go ahead and start. This is inspired by a friend, but it is, and it's not, the friend did not do this, by the way, that she was talking about something and it is, I just have to clarify that she's not the person I'm talking about, but she inspired.
She's not the ick.
She's not the ick. Let's just, yeah, clearly she is not the ick. And she's going to be listening. And I'm like, again, I love you. But when people lie, especially when you confront them about something that you already know the answer to, and they still lie to your face, that is so, it's honestly annoying, but also icky.
It's weird behavior.
It's such weird behavior, because I want to, because not that I like love confrontation, but like I want to get to the bottom of things, and I don't like things to linger. So if I hear something about myself that you are talking to somebody else about, and I'm like, hey, like, did you say this, that, and the other? And you're like, no, what are you talking about? Okay, well, I already know the answers to that. So like, let's try again. Why did you say X, Y, and Z about me to this person? You know what I mean? But it's so icky. Like, I don't appreciate that behavior. Like, that is also a red flag, and that will get you cut with the quickness. If you lie, like liars, that is like my top, like, oh, if you lie to me, it's over.
I agree. I also, I sometimes feel like this is an area where I, I'm a little naive, because I'm like, how do people lie? My first assumption is never that a person is lying, and I give people the benefit of the doubt like crazy. And then I'm like, what, you lied? And I'm like so genuinely shocked anytime this ever happens to me too, because I'm like, why? Like, what? Like, this is like crazy to me. Like, it is weird behavior to me to flat out lie. It's weird. Yeah.
I think I may have told you a story about someone else who has like blatantly lied to me after I found out some information. But that is a no-go for me. Like, no-go.
It's giving that guy from Love is Blind who turned his location on.
And oh my gosh, Jeremy, lied. They broke up. Jeremy is Sarah Page and broke up. Yeah.
Oh, did they?
They broke up. Yes. And he was found on Bumble. I'm like, ew.
No.
Yeah. Ugh,
so many red flags there. But, so many. But like, I'm like, you literally had your location on and you lied. Like, what?
Yeah, what? That I'm like blown away. I'm like, okay.
That's like gaslighting.
Straight up gaslighting. Girl.
Okay.
What's your
ick? Speaking of men, let me talk about my ick. I actually think every single ick, I need to go back and listen, has been related to men. But it has. Okay, this one was inspired by my sister, because I was sourcing. I was like, what is my ick lately? And then she said this. Men who wear flip-flops. This is a big one. I hate feet in general. I don't like feet. I don't even like my own feet. I keep them nice, but I don't like them. I don't like feet. And I really don't like men's feet. Like, let's be honest. Men do not. Some men might take care of their feet, but they don't ever look good.
No.
Like, there's no, unless you are literally on the beach, you should not be wearing flip-flops in public. Also, especially if you, I don't think anyone should be wearing flip-flops if you live in a city too, because like, you're telling me that your foot never slips out onto that nasty ground? Like, please, that's disgusting.
That reminds me, my friend had posted a poll on her stories about people who wear open-toed, so either flip-flops or open-toed sandals on airplanes. And I'm like,
oh,
that is hard pass. Hard pass. And I, that just reminded me of that, because I'm like, absolutely not. Like, what? Are other shoes. You should be wearing closed-toed shoes like 99% of the time.
Yes.
Why are you especially wearing flip-flops?
If you're a man. Especially if you're a man.
I went on a date once with somebody who showed up with flip-flops.
Absolutely not. What did you say? Did you address it?
The man, I had to look this man up. First of all, I was pissed, because I'm like, I dress nice, and this man came in with this is a whole ick in itself. He was wearing a t-shirt, shorts, and not even like nice shorts, and then flip-flops, like those brown ugly ass flip-flops that those men wear. And I was mad. This man tried to kiss me after the date too. And I was like, I physically, I can't. And then
you're like, don't step on me with your toes. Ugh.
Curb stompers. I was like, don't do it.
It's giving like, I just, everything you just described is giving like John Cena and like his t-shirt that says you can't see me and like yeah. shorts and then flip flops.
It just, that was the vibe that he was giving. And so then this man messages me after the date. He's like, I had a great time. Like, can't wait to see you again. And I said, I'm going to be honest. Like, I was not feeling your outfit tonight and specifically the sandals. I was like, word of advice, like, I'm going to send you a link to like closed toed shoes that you should wear on a date with somebody else. I was mad. I was like, okay, it's probably why I'm still single. It's fine. But like, I call men out. So I sent him a link and he blocked me. So
you know what? You gave feedback that he probably failed at a lot of dates prior for this exact reason, but you gave the feedback explicitly.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of good-hearted person that and you honestly, are. You could have just ghosted him.
Yeah. And honestly, I was nice. Like, you're lucky that I even said anything because nobody else is going to. I helped you out and you blocked me and that's fine. I didn't want to see you again anyway.
You shopped for him. You shopped for him. You sent him a link.
I did. I was like, here, like, I think you should try these. I think this would look much better on you. And then, yeah. Whatever.
Whatever. I'm sure, maybe, I wonder how many dates afterwards he went on with. I don't even know what I would have done.
I stayed for the meal. I mean, yeah, I know, not the greatest, you know, whatever, but I stayed for the meal. So
you didn't have to look at them under the table during that time.
I did not.
He didn't give you a rub with his big toe. Okay, men, PSA, don't wear flip-flops.
Don't wear flip-flops.
Okay, this has been sufficiently unhinged and a good bed session prior to our own night routines, but everybody knows we like to close out every episode, and this is, again, remember, our mid-season finale, so we will be back after a short break, but we like to close out every episode by sharing the last drop of tea for the day. Stephanie, do you want to share our mid-season finale tea?
Yes. So morning and evening routines are a good way to boost your healthy habits, which can lead to greater productivity, creativity, and wellness. So like we mentioned before, find a routine that works for you, try things out, see what happens, and you'll notice that you'll feel different and probably better in the long run.
See you all soon.
Bye for now.